Sam Strumpf, and today I'll be interviewing Haka 3, who has made it to the top 8 of the championship. Congratulations and hi!
Hi, thanks.
So my first question, how do I pronounce your name correctly? Is Haka 3 the correct pronunciation?
So I heard my name many times being said as Haka, but in Polish, so I'm used to hearing Haka, but in Polish it's pronounced Akha, with pronounced H.
Mm-hmm, Akha.
Because like okay. In general I put H, so it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm. I'll take note of that. So can you tell me a bit about yourself, whatever you're comfortable with sharing?
So I'm 22 years old. I'm from Poland. And in free time, I like to play different online board games.
What else do you play besides Dominion?
So right now I'm playing a lot of games on Board Game Arena, like Railroad Inc. or Welcome To. I played also a lot of Hanabi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did you get into Dominion? How did that start for you?
So, first time I played Dominion with my parents as a kid, we were having first edition box, like normal first version and Intrigue. And that was long time ago. And then I thought I was pretty good, but then suddenly we like stopped playing anymore. And several years later, I was playing Avalon, and someone on site at some point said, "I'm going to play Dominion online." And I realized, oh, there's option to play Dominion online, game which I played in my childhood, so I could try. So I played against him. He was like 55 level player.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost most of the games, but mm-hmm. it was fun. And he showed me how to build decks. So I had pretty good introduction.
Mm-hmm.
So how well built engines. And now I started playing ladder. And then I found message on client about league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found whole community. And I was surprised how many people are playing and are active. And that's how it started.
And what would you say would have been the highlights of your quote-unquote Dominion career so far?
It would be the times when I won my two tournaments. First one was blind mode.
Mm-hmm.
This was my very first tournament in blind mode, which is like very fun mode. Everyone should try, give mm-hmm. it a go at least once. It's pretty exhausting, I'm gonna say. It's not seeing anything but just black everywhere almost.
Sounds so stressful.
Well, maybe, but yeah, it's quite fun when you like play cards and you are expecting to play Overlord, but it's Blacksmith and it discards all your coppers. So that was my first tournament. So that was nice to like win something.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then my second highlight would be when I won Order and Chaos tournament, because I won the blind mode tournament, but it was like a variation of Dominion, I would say, and I wanted to like win normal
mm-hmm.
Dominion tournament, so that was it. And it was like 4 landscapes, so that's pretty skillful, so it was nice to win something like that.
Yeah, I imagine. Do you have a favorite and a least favorite card overall?
My favorite card probably would be Artificer. I like that it converts draw to payload, and often you can make nice draw to X decks with it, which I really enjoy playing. And it creates a lot of interesting decisions that it put cards on top, so you can leave it for next turn, or you can save your current turn. And also there are some consideration with triggering shuffles, and I like all kinds of stuff like that. And my least favorite, if we count card shape things, it would be Keep. I don't like that. I don't like how that treasures get so many points. And that makes often that at first you build nice engines, but then you realize treasures are worth like 5 points. So you start buying treasures instead of victory cards. And then suddenly your deck is just full of treasures. And that's, and I don't like playing these kind of games. Then you also have need to like track how many treasures each person have. And that's like,
Yeah, I always lose track like with keep, and I'm always convinced like, okay, I need to buy like more coppers or more silvers, and then in the end, like when you have like the end screen, I'm like, oh, I already had four more silvers than my opponent. That's really annoying.
yeah, I'm happy I don't need to anymore keep track of this.
Yeah. So, what do you find to be the most challenging card to play with in Dominion?
I think it would be Develop because it's pretty mediocre card, and I never know if I shouldn't get it in first place. It's like at first it changes estates to recourse cards, which is okay-ish. But then like later in game I can change mine card to others. But like I never know if it's worth, because you need a lot of draw to and actions to do much with it. And I don't know if it's worth doing in first place. Also, Develop has some loops, which I know don't know. So yeah, I think it's been Develop.
Interesting. I had the interview with Jay Nails earlier, and he also said or named Develop as one of the cards that he finds most challenging to play with. Interesting. So do you have any speculations about the new expansion, the next one, Allies?
Not really. I rarely speculate on what can happen. I only hope that it won't decrease number of turns per game because games are already pretty fast, and I would like if they were a bit slower.
Yeah, I imagine. So going back to the championship, you have played last year as well. In your experience, are there any notable differences between this year's championship and the last one you've played in?
Well, in this one, I didn't got eliminated yet.
So it's already a success.
Yeah. Besides that, well, hard to tell me, to be honest. And notable differences. It's been both times very great experience.
And you will be playing your quarterfinal against NA Smith 99. I don't know if you have a date for that match yet. But
I have.
oh, okay.
On we'll play on Friday, 7:30 p.m.
Okay, great. Well, We'll all be looking forward to seeing you in this match. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.